my salad.
Yeah, I love Dick.
Don and Mike Show anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. So please turn your radio down and no calls to play the name game. No, who would you do call? No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no jokes at 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Yeah, I love Dick.
That's right.
Yeah, I love Dick.
That's right.
Yeah, I love Dick.
That's right.
The writing is delicious.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I have never been involved in as much of a fuster cluck as I am seeing before my eyes right now.
It is.
Never.
Welcome to our quality studio.
Never have I seen anything this awful. Well, studio announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Phil. And although the mood in the studio right now is a little down, I'd like to brighten it up as I make a presentation to Mr. Don Geronimo.
Look at this. Look what he's got.
Don, for your office.
Oh.
What haven't I done for you?
I think you'll enjoy this.
You know, much in the style of the photo of John Gotti that Rob had an artist draw for me, it is a framed charcoal sketch.
That's great.
Of our leader.
Of the greatest broadcast executive ever, Mr. Mel Karmazin.
There he is. There he is, a pencil sketch for all to see, and it will go up on our office wall.
And I think Mel would be ashamed at the way the show has started thus far today. If he was here, of course, thank God he's not. Ken, Jeremy, Mel, Ephraim, ladies, moms, soccer moms, Junior, Missy, out of the way, with it out, major opening, we're here.
What's going on?
5 million listeners, hello. Well, all I know is that I walk in the studio today. I was at Redskins Park. Again, my interview's done, and Norv was running late today, Coach Norv.
Right.
So I walked in the door today, literally at 5 minutes after three.
Right.
And I was very harried, and I'm getting everything in order. And finally, you know, right as we're going on the air, I think, you know what, I'm going to get it together. I walked in the door 30 seconds before the broadcast, got everything lined up. I look over at Mike, and precisely as we go on the air, his microphone breaks.
Falls into my lap. And at one point during the frantic attempts to repair it, the actual cord dislodged from the microphone itself, causing it to fall directly into my testicles.
I made the grave mistake, and this was a mistake on my part, when we were starting the music and I was playing the tapes like of Rudy and of Dude Walker and stuff. I looked at Mike and I said, you know what, I can fill for about a minute with tapes if you want to try to fix it.
I knew that wasn't going to work.
Well, the problem was when Mr. Handyman, Shakes Spiewak, got involved.
I'm going to defend Shakes here and tell him that the screw that normally is simply unscrewed and then retightened, someone with the strength of, like, Sasquatch has come in here. And Robert, you still haven't been able to get that unscrewed, right?
All I know is that 30 seconds before we really had to go on the air to talk, I looked up, and neither Mike nor Rob had a functioning microphone. I had the only microphone in the whole goddamn studio that worked.
The studio was crumbling around our ears. Now, this black thing, see if you can loosen it. It's truly on there like it's been welded
right here. That's the part that has to be unscrewed.
It's a simple repair in theory.
Somebody tightened it. Did they use a tool?
It's tough because the shaft of this thing...
it's so shiny and slippery.
Nice.
It's hard to get a grip on it.
Well, let me try it with my shirt. Wait a minute.
Right. I think it was used like pliers or something like that.
No, it's...
Well, you know what?
I can't do it.
All right, I'm going to bring this up now. Maybe Mr. Wendell came in, and in his anger at our show, tightened it beyond any human being's strength.
I've got him on my to-do list today.
Yes. Ah, good.
The grudge with Wendell is on my to-do list today.
Very
Mr.
good.
Mr. Wendell is with Mr. Liddy, so he's not available to us.
Well, then we will have to drop him from the list of suspects.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I was just wondering. I don't know how long ago it was done, but it's lasted a long time. And I'm also finding fault because this thing has been hanging by a thread for like the last 3 days.
And a microphone and a microphone stand.
And every commercial break, I've been meaning to take this handy little screwdriver and fix it. And 2 days ago, I started to do it, and it was just too tight, and so I let it go. And, of course, right on cue, it fell into my lap.
And frankly, that's not maintenance that you should have to do.
Oh, no. I mean, but usually you can unscrew it, but someone with titanic strength has tightened this thing.
And also, I have another greeting for another of our co-workers.
Yeah?
Jim McClure. Nothing better than on the one day out of the year that I show up to work late.
Right.
I pull in the parking lot at 3:01.
Right.
Nice to see his red car in my parking spot.
Uh-oh. Jim McClure, of all people, should know better.
Yes. I don't know what the... You know, today's the one day that I just needed to park right by the door and get right up here.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Jim McClure chose to steal a parking space.
Right.
And, you know, I thought that perhaps you were using another rental car, that there had been another tire blowout.
No, just running super late today, that's all.
What's the matter?
Here's the deal.
Are we in agreement now? There is no legitimate excuse.
No, he knows.
None.
No.
There is not. I don't care what the situation is.
He more than anybody knows better.
Yes, I thought you'd be coming right back.
That's what Charlie Boyle said. Randy Moss.
I can tell you, though, at 2:15, when I pulled in, he was there. He was in there, because I looked over and I thought, you know, did you have a rental car or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know, he must be hiding from us.
He was there, too, when I pulled in.
Robbie, see if you can find him.
All right.
Because that's a B.I.H., man.
Especially if he's out of the building and he didn't take his car.
Mm-hmm.
That really ticks me off.
The one day that I came in that I needed my upfront parking.
That's when it happened.
Right.
Two girls at the Super Bowl. We get sex.
Okay. Well, listen. Hello.
You're a little frazzled. I know you. You made it through this.
I hate arriving late. I like getting down to the studio. Normally my routine is I get down here 10 minutes before we go on the air.
Right.
So I can set everything up and get all my little post-it notes up.
Sure.
And get all my tapes out. And today I had to run in at the last minute. And, you know, and of course, because I was running late.
Yes.
This always happens when you're running late.
Right.
I was on Route 66.
Right.
There was one of Virginia's finest.
Very good.
Who was going 55 in the left-hand lane. You know, just like daring people to try to go above 55.
As they make an effort to contain the mass exodus, the incredible population explosion of vehicles that we have in this lovely city we call Washington, D.C., which now is greater than any other city as far as traffic volume.
But getting off the Beltway onto 66, I swear to God, I thought there was an accident because it was backed up, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to be so late.
Right.
And I inched my way up, and then I see it's just a cop.
And everybody going,
oh, yeah, go. But anyway, I'm here.
Yes,
my microphone works.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. We'll get it fixed during the next break.
I feel like I'm doing a lounge act right now. I feel like I'm doing a Vegas show.
And you will be glad to know that not only is the crappy equipment limited here, to our broadcast studio.
Mm-hmm.
When I was out at Redskins Park today. Doing an interview with the very reclusive Norv Turner.
Very tough man to talk to now because, you know, he's pretty focused on the season.
He doesn't do interviews. I mean, they canceled his TV show and Ken canceled his radio show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much he shut out the media. But, you know, because he's my buddy, he says, yeah, sure, he'll sit down and do a one-on-one with me.
Right. Was he pleasant?
He was fantastic.
Great.
He's loose as a freaking goose.
Good.
We're sitting down. We're doing the interview. I got some good one-on-one going with him.
You're in my parking spot, you know.
I know, I'm very, very sorry. Please forgive me.
What the hell were you thinking?
I was not thinking. I was calling in to work at an obscene hour this morning and thought, I've got a meeting at noon. I can pull out at noon, and I forgot all about it. I apologize.
What would that man think? What would that man in that charcoal sketch think? Yeah, look at that face. That's the man whose parking spot you're really parked in today. Whenever you make a mistake
right
around here, you make a mistake to that man.
We memo that man when anybody takes our parking space.
To your bell. Big up you for the parking spot.
You donate some money to the mail?
Yeah, you know, taking money out of oil probably is the best way of solving that problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. $5. I will take
very
that.
Nice.
That's an acceptable
very
solution
to the problem. Very
thank
good.
You, Jim. Thank you.
Problem solved.
Thank you.
I guess this is big up.
Now you can make a trade for your great fantasy football team for free.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, all right, he reached into his wallet. That was the only way of solving that problem. He knows
right, that's a low blow with the fantasy football, okay?
Yeah.
At least I get laid, okay?
Right.
Hey, Jim.
Nice haircut. Real, real nice haircut.
You know, if that's the blow you give me, go ahead. Then my fantasy team sucks, and so what? Hey,
for the earth. How's that Terrell Davis working out for you?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about giving him this new haircut, and I decided to go with 1930s prison inmate. That's the style that I decided. 1930s prison inmate.
Oh, my God.
The Bruno Hauptmann cut.
So I'm sitting out at the park, and I have to wait because... Here's the deal with North Turner. The weather forecast today said it was going to rain.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what it said.
And, of course, it's sunny and beautiful 75.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed their practice schedule. He moved the schedule later in the afternoon because it was supposed to rain in the morning. Okay? Meaning that I was supposed to do the interview with him at 1:15. Well, I'm there at 1:15, and they tell me, you know what? Norv's not going to be done with practice till 2. He gets done with the practice. He got to come off the field. I'm waiting. It's now 2:25. He very graciously comes and sits down.
God, you got here, man.
Wow. We have the digital audio tape recorder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We start the tape. He's got a microphone. I got a microphone. I'm in a groove with him. I mean, he's loose like he's never been loose.
Right.
He's smiling. We're kibitzing.
Sure.
We're 3 minutes into the interview, and all of a sudden, Broyhill goes, O-S, real loud.
Oh, no.
And Norv goes, what? Did I say something? And Broyhill goes, no, this effing tape recorder broke.
Way to go, Charlie.
So,
way to talk in front of the... the coaches heard that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
At that point, I'm like apologizing to Norv. I say, well, you know, Charles Broyhill is like a monkey, you know, bringing a monkey out on site with you. I said, what's the problem, Charlie? And then he started a whole diatribe about tape recorder and the microphones. So it ended up that Norv had to come over and sit next to me, and we had to share a microphone.
There you go.
To do the interview, which was just so gay. You know? It's everything that's wrong with this station, that nothing here ever works.
This station needs an infusion. It needs an infusion for the equipment and for the studios.
You know,
it truly does.
It's not like they're not making any money on this station,
right.
Okay?
They need to put a little into the physical plant here. I mean, I got news for them. You know, the guys that bought the building, they did all that work.
Right.
But you know, this building, nothing's been touched in this studio since we came into it.
They can't have any new equipment. The tape recorder worked fine last time.
It's frustrating.
But I did meet a couple new friends out there today. I found out the two guys on the Redskins O-line, Corey Raymer and Brad Badger.
Okay.
They are huge fans of our show.
And they're huge men, too.
Yeah, they're gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
See, the way it works at Redskins Park, when I go out on media day to do my interview,
right,
I got a cushy deal. Then I don't have to be like one of the bottom feeders,
right,
like the other reporters, and go down to the locker room and wait and look at these guys and their balls and their butts and everything while the athletes genuinely act like, you know, like the reporters aren't there.
Yeah, and like if they are there, they're scum.
Right. So I don't do that. I get a little waiting area upstairs where they bring a player up to me.
That's very cool. Right. That's very, very cool.
I'm sitting up in this little area, just sitting by myself waiting for Norv, and a couple of these big football players come up, and they come up and they've got their lunches. I'm sitting in the lunch area.
Right.
So they come up. One of them gives me the hairy eyeball, and then he comes over and he says, hey, he goes,
hey, want to tell you something.
I go, yeah, yeah.
He goes, your show made me so horny.
Oh, man. And it was Brad Badger, who's right. An offensive lineman.
Sure.
And then Corey Raymer came up, and then he said...
What position does he play?
Corey Raymer's the center.
The center, so a couple offensive line guys.
Yeah, and Brad Badger's a guard.
I thought he was the center.
And then Corey Raymer came up, and he said...
Oh, got to get out to one of those Las Vegas-style shows.
There you go.
Those shows are wild.
So right away, I had a couple of new buddies.
That's
you know?
Cool. That's why is it? You remember Stinky, Mark Schlereth?
Yeah.
Well, and what is it about offensive linemen that, you know, that dig our show so much?
Well, they told me a bunch of things they like. They said mm-hmm. that they like the girls.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But mainly, they love the farts.
Mm.
They love
that's
the farts. It.
That's why the offensive line guys like us so
Brad
much.
Brad Badger said to me, it's so funny, big hulking football player, and of course I'm so intimidated there
right.
seeing by this guy.
Of course.
He goes, I had to pull my car off the side of the road. When you and Oprah had the squirts, I had to pull my car off the side of the road.
And I'm sitting like it's a high compliment. Like, well, hey, thank you, Sid.
Thank you so much. Hey, you know, they're complimenting you on your work. That's good. That's
so
a good thing.
I asked those guys when their birthdays are. I told them to pass it along to all the Redskins offensive linemen that whenever they have birthdays,
mm-hmm.
I could come down and get a two-girl show.
It's a marvelous idea, and I know they'll take you up on that.
They're very happy about that.
Sure, you know, nothing like getting some NFL guys
sure.
in here.
So they were nice guys, and Coach Norv was great. The end of the interview, I don't think I can run it on the air on the Redskins show on Sunday.
Right.
The last thing I say to him, I mean, I go through everything. We'd like, you know, I told you before to go move, and now I think your job is safe. You'll make the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. I say, do you have a message for Ken Stephens? And he said something that I will not repeat now.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Something that I don't think we're going to be able to run on the air. But that shows you how loosey is this show.
That's cool. Very cool. Good. So, well, he deserves it. He's, you know, he's taken enough heat in this town. It's nice to see he's in the win column again.
Because you know that Ken canceled his radio show this year.
That's right. He used to talk to us all the time.
Right, and he doesn't now because of Ken. So, anyway, it was a great day out at Redskins Park today. Truly loved being out there. I know that we have the guy from the Vermont station online.
Vermont.
To talk about the Ellen and Ann wedding.
Right.
Before we do that, we got to find out which station this guy is from.
Okay.
Because, let me run you through this. Yesterday on the show, we decided that we'd like Ellen and Ann to get married. DeGeneres and Heche, they want to get married in the state of Vermont.
Yes.
They do it on our show. We'll fly up to Vermont. We got a bunch of affiliates up there.
We fancy this show as the most lesbian-friendly in the country.
Well, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Homo Joe should be calling us because he was supposed to track Ann and Ellen down last night because they're in town for some lesbian conference.
Yeah, supposed to make a little contact and express our, you know, our desire for them to come into the studio and at least if they can't get married on the air to express their love for one another over
so,
there.
So we offered it to a station in Burlington, Vermont, which is where Ellen and Ann originally had
right.
this big press conference where they announced they want to marry each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We called that station first. We have three stations in Vermont.
Right.
We got the runaround from the loopy lady general manager there.
Yeah, what do we have? We have Burlington, White River Junction, and Barrie, Vermont. Right.
Right. So right. We went to Burlington first. We got the runaround from her. Mm-hmm. As soon as we hung up on her, a guy from one of the other stations in Vermont calls up, and he says, hey.
Yeah, I'm jacked. I want to do this.
We're in on this.
Right. Excellent.
Now, yesterday, right as we're getting off the air, the first station,
mm-hmm.
the station that we told couldn't do it,
right,
they did it. They put out the press release.
Oh, okay. Actions speak louder than words.
Okay. So let me see now which station this guy on the phone is from before we discuss this situation any further.
Well, you know, maybe we can tie them all together.
Yeah, that'd be good. Which station are you from?
I work for a bunch of stations here. One of our stations actually sponsored the event with Ellen and Ann, but I also work for WEAV, so.
All right, this would be the stinky station that when we talked to the general manager yesterday,
right.
we weren't pleased with her.
Right.
I kind of got that vibe that you weren't.
Are you the guy that Allie wanted us to talk to?
Actually, that is who I am.
Is this kindly Mr. Ferguson?
Yes, it. Hey, wow, nice. Yes, it is.
All right, well,
Allie's actually working on your picture, so.
All right, I will read you the press release that this station wrote.
Okay.
But I do have to say that the other stations have squatters' rights, that I hope that they got the press releases out also.
I hope so, too.
Although, here's the press release from WEAV Talk Radio. The Champ... Is it Champlain?
Champlain
Valley.
Champlain Valley's new talk lead.
Okay.
The headline says, Don and Mike to broadcast live from DeGeneres Heche Wedding. Nationally syndicated radio host Don and Mike... broadcast their afternoon radio show live from Burlington, Vermont, to join in the wedding ceremony of comedian Ellen DeGeneres and actress Anne Heche. And I'll give you some credit, Jim. You wrote this perfectly.
Look at that. Read this. It's good.
It says, the now famous couple announced their intentions to wed in Burlington, Vermont, during the kickoff celebration for National Coming Out Week held at the University of Vermont Sunday evening. Don and Mike have offered to bring their show to Burlington and have the couple exchange vows on the program carried nationwide each afternoon from 3 to 7 and heard locally on 960 WEAV.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike show has a history of being extremely gay-friendly with daily features celebrating their lifestyle, including characters such as Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke, who are frequent contributors. Don and Mike also take on the characters of Ken Stevens and Alan Limewand for their alternative radio program, Way Out There.
All right. There we go.
So, you know, again, I give this guy credit. He did a good job writing this press release.
Absolutely.
The publicists for DeGeneres and Heche have been contacted by the marketing department of WEAV with a formal invitation to wed in Burlington, Vermont. WEAV will take care of the wedding arrangements, fly Don and Mike to town to preside over the ceremonies, and broadcast the festivities to their national audience of 5 million listeners. The Don and Mike show can be heard each day from 3 to 7 on 960 WEAV.
Well, that's a press release in hand is pretty significant.
Could not have written that one better myself.
That's very, very good. Nicely done, kindly, Mr. Ferguson.
And then he writes also that he did send this out to CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, and the Burlington Free Press.
Very good.
So, and did you really send it out to Heche and DeGenitals?
Yeah, well, what I have, I don't have, I mean, I guess that they may or may not work through the same management company. I've got the management company for Ellen, who we worked with to get them up here for the National Coming Out thing they did at UVM, which I was out, by the way, and I know exactly how that whole thing went down with them. They were taking listener questions, and one of the listeners said, hey, when they pass this law, will you guys come back to Vermont, to Burlington, and get married? And Anne Heche just jumped right up and said, absolutely, we will. And that's kind of where this whole thing...
Anne Heche is so hot, isn't she?
She's really hot. She was wearing a sweater and a tank top underneath, and halfway through, she goes, it's hot in here. She rips off the sweater, and she's wearing this little white tank top. See-through, mind you.
Someone
was going to attack her right there on stage. It was very wonderful.
She has such great nips. If you've ever seen that movie with Harrison Ford where they're shipwrecked together,
great nips.
Her nips are fantastic.
And she's tiny.
Yeah.
They're both very tiny.
That's cool.
You know, I always thought Ellen was kind of big, but they're both kind of tiny.
I think Ellen is thin. I think Ellen is very thin.
Well, Ellen's kind of got the vish ass, though.
Yeah, I believe
that's
so.
That's why she wears those funky pantsuits all the time.
I think you're right about that.
Well, listen, Jim, bearing squatter's rights, we're going to call the other station in Vermont to see what they did.
Well, I've got a little information on that, too.
Oh, okay,
Jim. The other station in Barry, actually, I think it's WSNO,
right,
is no longer carrying the program. You were told to talk to a Mr. Ken Barlow over there, I believe, and we kind of spoke with him last night, and he's no longer carrying the program.
According to who?
According to Mr. Barlow, I guess, runs that station down there. He's no longer carrying the Don and Mike show.
No, I got it right here on my new Westwood One list, man.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, well,
don't be throwing out any false propaganda, because the guy from their sister station... See, they own two stations.
Right.
He called us yesterday and said that we were on both those stations.
Right. Well, here's what that's worth. You know, you guys always say go to where the food is.
Yeah.
In Vermont, there's kind of one city, and it's Burlington. Because I just moved up here a year ago from New York, so I'm kind of figuring it all out myself.
He is right about that.
Hey, nice career move, incidentally.
Woods, deep woods. So this guy who called you was probably calling from his hunter shack, where he's doing some sort of pirate radio broadcast.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure he sent out the press release to Gomer and Aunt B, and I'm sure they're going to be really excited about
okay.
you.
I'm very impressed with your attitude.
Yeah, I like his attitude. He's got a winning attitude.
What I'd like to know is, did you make love to your boss's wife or something that you got? You go from New York City to Burlington, Vermont?
No, actually what I ended up doing was I worked down there, and then I had a chance to come up here and work for four stations. It's the same company. It's all whatever the hell we're called this week, AM.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Got a chance to get out of the city for a while and have some fun, and it's beautiful. I went from a little apartment in Hoboken to a nice three-bedroom house on a lake up here. I'm having a good time.
Are you a skier?
I am.
Oh, all right.
I am, and they do a lot here. They hook you up with skis and free skiing, so it's not a bad deal.
I have nothing but respect for a guy who gets demoted and can treat that like a promotion. Congratulations.
You can feel my pain.
Congratulations, Jim. Well, listen, this is a kick-ass press release. Please stay on it.
Okay, we can do that.
Stay on it. Phone us. Let us know what the latest is.
We absolutely will.
And the best to that ditzy general manager of yours.
And Allie. Say hi to Allie for us.
Yeah, got it.
Allie McSqueezable.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Jimbo.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, in the category of actions speak louder than words, it's pretty significant. Impressive.
Let's call the other station in Vermont.
Let's find out about that. And now, is one in White River Junction that's owned by the same people that own the station in Barrie, right?
Right. That's what we've heard.
Barlow, according to this kindly Mr. Ferguson.
Although, you know, I'd say as much as in love with Westwood One as we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Radio Group, this is Maggie. How can I help you?
Hi there. It's not out of the realm of possibility that, the other station did drop the show. We just hadn't heard about
it. We'll find out.
Yes, hello. Crap. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio. I don't know who the guy is we talked to yesterday. Is this WHNV?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Huh. Well, that was bright.
Interesting reaction.
Fascinating.
Hold on a second.
What was that all about?
No.
That's weird.
Was that total panic?
I don't know.
Was that maybe...
Danicom Radio Group, this is Maggie. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike, and we are on the radio now. I believe we're on your station, WNHV.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, who's the head cheese there?
The head guy? You know, the main man?
For WHDQ?
No, for WNHV.
Okay, the program director is Bob Littman.
Yeah, can I talk to him, please?
Sure. May I say calling?
Yeah, this is Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Just jockeys who are on the air right
now.
Okay,
hold on.
Thank you.
Q106.
I don't care about squatters' rights anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's new?
I really don't.
It looks like the other station may have already won that promotion back.
They've gone a long way with that first conversation.
Yes, they did.
I'll say that they certainly have a much hotter receptionist at the other station in Vermont.
Absolutely.
I knew I should have written down a name yesterday from the guy from the second station in Vermont.
Now, are we calling the station that we're not supposed to be on?
No, we're
calling.
Yeah. Yes, hello.
Hi, he's out of the building right now.
Of course he is. Okay. All right.
Would you like to leave him a voicemail or?
No. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Be nothing but heartbreak.
I know. And now this is the station we are on, definitely, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I think we're on that station.
Right. That's the station in Barrie.
All right, I'm going to call that station now.
Okay, now this is the station that the kindly Mr. Ferguson said we're not on anymore. Mm-hmm. And he spoke to a guy named Barlow.
He's supposedly
Barlow? Barlow? You tell Don and Mike that they're not on this station anymore.
Code 802.
Yes.
447.
Oh, hold on, I dialed the wrong number.
You tell Don and Mike, my name's Barlow, and they'll never broadcast again in Barrie, Vermont.
Okay.
We'll find out. We'll immediately know by tone.
Wouldn't be the first time we found out about a cancellation on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Is this WSNO?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show right now. We're trying to find out if you're still on our affiliate list.
Would you hold, please?
How about a yes or no?
Hello?
And how about that radio say, hello?
And then he hung up.
Did he hang up?
Oh, yeah. He's gone. He just hung up on us.
What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Barlow? Was that Barlow?
I don't know.
I'll bet it was.
Barlow, you tell Don and Mike they'll never broadcast in Barrie again.
Jesus Christ.
As long as I'm running the show.
How embarrassing is this?
There's no need to answer the phone with call letters.
Just
simply say hello. It makes it more appealing to advertisers.
Hello?
What the hell is going on here?
Hold on. I don't know. I don't know, Mike. One.
As long as they're broadcasting up in these pine trees, I'm Barlow, and I run the show. Have Don and Mike out in front of the school.
This is Norm Peterson.
Norm Peterson.
Good afternoon, WSNO, WRK.
What's going on here?
Okay. Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now.
Yes.
I'm trying to find out if we're on your radio station.
Yes, you are.
Okay, we're still on the radio station?
Yes.
Is there an older gentleman that just answered the phone that we were speaking to?
I'm not sure.
Some old dude who picked up the phone and said hello?
He said, please hold on, and then we got cut off.
Oh, I don't know.
But we're on WSNO in Barrie, Vermont right now.
Yes.
Okay. Is the name of the guy that runs that operation, is his name Barlow?
Yes, it is.
Barlow?
All right.
Can we speak to Barlow?
I'm sorry, he's left for the day.
Left for the day?
Yes.
My God, woman, it's lunchtime.
But you're telling us we're on that station.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Right, bye-bye. Hey, hold on. Rob doing the drinking pantomime. Bolo's at happy hour. Starts at 3 p.m., goes till midnight.
We're going to call Jim Ferguson back.
Ferguson?
Tell Ferguson he was wrong about Barlow.
That's right, Ferguson. Barlow, well, he's not there. He's at happy hour.
But we're on that station. I thought we were.
Right.
Christ. What a mess.
Maybe we'll get to talk to Allie.
Oh, yeah.
All this happening in Vermont.
Allie McSqueeze. And then we got the guy from the third station in Vermont. He's on hold right now.
Jim Ferguson, marketing director for AMFM Burlington. And I'm sorry, but I'm not in my office right now, but I do want to hear from
it.
So please leave me a message.
All right, let me go.
Hate voicemail.
Let me go to the guy at the third station in Vermont, the guy at WNHB. Here is Tom Hoyt. Hello, Tom.
Does anybody work in this state?
I don't know. Remember, Tom is the guy that called us yesterday that said he would pick up the ball after we got mad at the other station in Vermont.
Right.
They apparently have picked up the ball, opened the window, and thrown it back out.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
Now, did you put out a press release?
No.
That's it.
Why?
Okay, I got to tell you.
Why?
Guys, what's the name of our station?
WNHB.
There's a little more than that. You knew it yesterday.
Oh, please.
That's okay.
What?
Sports radio, the score.
Okay, but WNHB has nothing to do with the score. Okay?
Okay.
Well, what's going on?
It should be like WSCR or something, if you really want it to rhyme.
Okay.
I just got a list of call letters in front of me.
I gotcha.
All right, what's the point about that? What is the point about the score?
Right now, today, you're not on in Vermont.
Why? You're running baseball?
Yeah.
Oh.
What does that have to do with releasing a press release?
Because we wouldn't want to put out a press release and tell everybody to listen to Don and Mike this afternoon talk about what's happening in Vermont when it's not on.
Hold on.
I've been in the industry for 22 years.
Hold on, Tom. I've been in the industry for 26 years. Hold on, Tom.
And you're a superior.
Yes, I am. Hold on, please, Tom. Here is Jay Ferguson from the
Ferguson's back on the line.
Hey, Ferguson.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, listen, Barlow's still running the show.
I heard that.
He wasn't there. He was at happy hour. But
no,
we spoke to a lovely young lady that said that Barlow is out at happy hour, but we're still on.
Now, Barlow's running the show, man.
Well, from what I understand, from my guy here who's friends with Barlow, he said, we are not going to be running that show. So I thought it was off. My bad on that. But
you know what this is? This is like a catfight between all these stations in Vermont.
I know, it's sad, but it's all we got up here.
But you sent out the press release.
Yeah, right? I'm working the release on this end. I mean, the actual TV stations and press are in this town.
All right, well,
these guys are an hour away.
Listen, you got it, okay?
It's yours.
I'm going to blow the guy in White River Junction off because he didn't even put out the press release because he's running the goddamn Atlanta Braves today.
Right, well, that's New Hampshire anyway. That doesn't even matter.
That's why it's NHB, you know.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, Vermont. That's why the call letters, it's right there because it covers New Hampshire and Vermont.
He was all pissed off we weren't saying the score.
The score?
I don't get it.
Well, what does Barlow think about that?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Don't you want, if you're going to have like a cookie name like WTNT or something, shouldn't you be like Dynamite Radio or something, right?
Well, you can just say NHV, New Hampshire, Vermont.
That's probably what it stands for.
That's exactly what it stands for.
WNHV.
Right. Barlow could have told you that.
Right. Thank you, Ferguson.
All right, thanks, guys.
Keep us informed.
Good job, Ferguson.
Bye-bye.
All right, Hoyt.
Yes, sir.
Hoyt, hi. Listen, sorry, we're going to give this promotion back to WEAV.
I'm afraid we've had a bit of bad luck this afternoon.
Not a problem. Can I just tell you one thing about the TV stations in the Burlington market?
Yes.
There are affiliates. So I'll just call up the people there and tell them not to deal with EAV, and it won't happen.
I appreciate the fact you want to get in a pissing war, and I might open this contest back up.
Okay.
But frankly, I find it hard to believe that someone from a radio station outside the market could call a television station and dictate to them what they run.
I'm also the longest tenured television person in the state of Vermont.
Tell me how you could pull that, how you could hook that, and then maybe I'll listen to you.
What do you mean the longest tenured television person in the state of Vermont?
Are you on television?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
37.
How long have you been on the air in Vermont?
15 years.
That's the longest tenured television.
We only got electricity in the late 70s.
All right, so you're on one of the Burlington TV stations.
No, I'm on one of the affiliates of the Burlington TV station.
What do you mean affiliates? I don't get that.
Because Okay. I'm taking it.
Are you, hold on, I'm going to make this real easy.
Okay, sure.
Are you on television?
Yes, right now I'm in a TV station in Vermont, even as we speak.
What do you do on television?
The weather.
You're the weatherman.
You're a weatherman.
All right, so
I'm a white Al Roker.
All right, then tell me this. Could you guarantee, because of your power, that your TV, what's the network that you do the weather for?
NBC.
All right. Could you guarantee that the NBC affiliate will go with the story?
Absolutely. Who do you want? Andy Wormser, the news director, Tom Messner, the weather guy, Tom Halleck?
Does Wormser know Barlow?
Oh, very well.
All right, well, then listen.
But your best bet is the sports guy at the NBC affiliate in Burlington.
How's the sports guy going to work in a plug about us wanting Ann and Ellen to get married?
Trust me.
Hey, your coverage for your radio station we're on, does it overlap with WEAV?
No, it does not.
So there's really no conflict there, so we could do it together with them.
Everybody's, fine with me.
I mean, we really could work together. We could, we could open it up to you guys and to them.
But no. But if you could guarantee that you'd give us the TV coverage.
Oh, I can guarantee you the TV coverage.
Then your call letters will be on the top of this promotion.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Then
I've got to do something before the skiing starts. So,
all right. That's a done deal then. Consider this promotion the property of W... I forgot what station it is. NHV.
And can we include WEAV? Sir?
Because it's the most liberal state in the country, so, why not?
Okay,
why not?
So you can include it. Right. Mission accomplished.
Even though you're running baseball today, you should probably get that press release out.
Absolutely. And who should I send it to? No, guys, I was being funny.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Should I send it to the TV station?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I can guarantee it'll get there.
And the publicist for, Ann and Ellen.
Exactly.
Well, but hold on. Are you guaranteeing that it'll simply get there? Or are you guaranteeing that it'll run? Or are you guaranteeing that if we don't go with you first, that you'll kill it on that station?
If you were doing the same thing on CNN, and we're talking right now with Larry King, would it... get on the air?
What?
Huh?
I don't get it.
Okay, when it comes to, the level of media in Vermont...
Yes?
That's me.
So you're saying you're the Larry King of... You're the Ted Turner of Vermont.
Ted? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
You know why?
All right. Why, Tom?
Because that's why we're running the Braves games. It was a Ted Turner. There was something in there, and I blew it.
Well, all right. Okay, well, Tom, then you got it. Run with it. Make it happen. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So am I to understand that Tom is kind of like if you go into one of those southern towns and the sheriff is also the mayor and the judge?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he talking a good game?
I think he's the weatherman at a satellite station at a statewide TV network. That's what I think. That's what I gathered from what he said.
Frankly, I'd rather just have these two stations just battle it out.
Yeah, nothing like a good fight.
Whoever's first gets it. Whoever makes it happen first gets it. Although right now, if that guy could guarantee that he could get coverage for it, I would have to go towards WNHV.
Right.
However, if WEAV, who already has their press release out, can beat them to the punch, we'll just go with whoever comes through first. And have to bank on the fact that we don't think that this guy that we just talked to, the weatherman, he's really the biggest media broker in the state of Vermont.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I mean, because Burlington is the big city there.
Right.
I am wondering, you know what we have to do before we do any of this?
What?
We have to talk to Barlow.
Let me call Ferguson back.
Ferguson, let him know. Of course, the guy at WSNO, was that who we just talked to?
No, that was the guy at WNHV.
NHV. It's NHV, SNO, and EAV.
Right, but EAV is not owned by SNO and HNV.
And EAV now has to be told that...
Well,
Jim Ferguson.
Jim, it's Don and Mike again.
Hey, guys.
Hey, okay, this guy Tom Hoyt, is he a TV weatherman? You ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's a TV weatherman, all right, but he doesn't work for the Burlington NBC affiliate. He works for a small affiliate down in White River Junction, which is like the New Hampshire-Vermont border. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, there's some Deliverance folks that he's broadcasting to, but, the NBC affiliate here is not this guy.
Oh, okay, all right, well then...
This guy's not in the market of Burlington. He is definitely on, I've heard the name, but he's down there on a little, satellite.
But does the company that owns that station, do they also own the, they can't own all the TV stations.
Well, no, Mel owns all the TV stations.
Right. And this guy is the weatherman or whatever he is on that station, certainly can't affect what happens here in Burlington.
Burlington.
All right, then run with it. WEAV, run with it.
Yeah, we're going to run with it.
Run with it.
We'll see what happens.
Run with it. Make it happen.
I'm already doing it.
All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
That's it.
Have them both do it at the same time.
Right.
See who does better.
All right, hold on.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
This is not Tom the Weatherman, is it?
No, this is not. This is a faithful listener, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Great.
The Tom the Weatherman is full of crap.
Why is he full of crap? Can you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, that's,
He
yeah,
spoke pretty highly of himself. You know, he said he's the white Al Roker, and I don't know whether that was simply a fat joke or whether he was thinking that he had the power of Al Roker.
Why is he full of crap?
First of all, there is a gentleman on the local CBS market here in Burlington television that's been on for 30 years. For Tom to say that he's been on... that he has the longest tenure.
Well, I thought that was shaky also.
All right, well, what else? Well, what is your other proof?
White River Junction, you could fit 10 White River Junctions in Burlington.
Okay.
There's nobody down there. Your market is in Burlington. I mean, I know hundreds of people that just honk at me when I'm driving down the road going, Dynamite!
I mean, a lot of this problem really... is with us that, unfortunately, like we've done it ever since we've been syndicated,
mm-hmm.
we know nothing about any of the cities that broadcast our show. Frankly, I was amazed to find out yesterday that we were on three separate stations in Vermont.
Yeah, we got Vermont covered.
I really was amazed.
I've been to Burlington, if that helps.
Neat. Point to where?
Great Coat Factory. On that map, where's Burlington?
All right, here is
I should
Burlington,
know Northwest.
Up here in, on the upper right.
Okay.
Then here's Barry, kind of right middle. And then here's White River Junction down here on the water, down on the left.
Well, it's, okay. Yeah, on the New Hampshire border. It's not on the water.
Well, all right, if looked, Vermont
because
was...
Because the map you got looked like it was like Vermont was an island. Any island of Vermont.
If this was the Atlantic Ocean,
right.
It's White River Junction. If there was no New Hampshire,
right.
If there was ocean, they'd be right on the water.
Be on the beach, yeah.
Right. When they have that killer earthquake...
the coastal town of White River Junction.
When New Hampshire falls off the edge of the earth... this will be your prime beach right. real estate right here.
Well,
right?
Yeah, prime. You might, because you could actually get there to the ocean. A good chunk of Maine probably have to fall off too.
All right. Well, geography is not my strong suit.
It's all right.
But we are on three stations in Vermont right now.
See, what I'm saying is White River Junction, albeit on the New Hampshire border, is in the southern part of, towards the southern part of Vermont, which, you get gradual, you have population centers as you get further south. I think that Burlington is a very populated city. It's a small town, but you're also down, closer to where the food is.
Right? Well, also, I'm reading now that of those three markets, Burlington is the only market that even has Arbitron ratings.
And Burlington right. is the biggest city of the three. That there's no question about that.
All right, well,
that.
Then Burlington, run with it. Make it
beautiful
happen.
State. Beautiful.
Ferguson, make it happen.
Ferguson?
And we got nothing but love for, who's the guy who's out drinking his lunch today?
Barlow.
Barlow.
And happy hour.
And, of course, a tip of the Don and Mike cap to Tom the Weatherman.
Sure, absolutely. Tom did a nice job, too.
So I think we've covered all the bases. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Waitress? I'm ready for my third martini.
What a mess. This is just a total junked up mess.
Yes, it is.
There are the toe-tapping touch tones. Let's do secret sound number 5, which is now worth $800.
That's wonderful.
We have it for you now. If you are the 100th caller at 1-877-365-3636.
This is Billy.
Coleman. Coleman of the Zoo. If you live in Northern California, it's 1 o'clock and you're hearing the show on Hot Talk Sports Talk, KHTK. All right, Sacramento.
They are the hair in your eclair, Don and Mike.
And we are going to do the secret sound now with the caller 100.
Good.
But there's also a guy in the lobby that wants to put his eyebrows on the line again.
Oh, boy. Very good. Now, are we going to do one or two eyebrows?
Two eyebrows today.
Two eyebrows. Lots of shaving.
And it would be a head shaving if Robbie had remembered to bring the clippers in.
Right.
But that'll be tomorrow when we get to the actual head shavings for any of those genii that think they know what secret sound is.
Fantastic.
But first, someone who wants to do it the old-fashioned way to call in to win. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Amy.
Hello, Amy. Where are you from?
Greenville.
Amy in Greenville on WPEK?
Right.
God damn, can we fit a few more call letters in?
I love it.
This hour we must have mentioned about a gazillion call letters.
WSNO, WEAV, WNHV, WPEK.
KHTK.
KHTK, WJFK.
Yeah, we got to say JFK.
Of course.
JFK, FM Washington, JFK Jr., Baltimore.
Right.
Well, listen, you're caller 100.
Right.
And you won an NFL Koosh Ball.
Whoa.
Team Odds On sells a full line of NFL Impulse items. We will send you a Carolina Panthers Koosh Ball. And you qualified for tomorrow's weekly giveaway. Tomorrow on the show, someone who's won a prize this week wins an extra prize, a trip for two to Los Angeles.
All right.
Round trip air, hotel, private dinner, and a seance. At Hollywood's exclusive Magic Castle. Plus a tour of 20th Century Fox Studios and everything else. Trip courtesy of the movie Young Frankenstein, the most hilarious comedy of all time, now on sale at video stores everywhere.
Magic Castle.
So, Amy, you're in the running for that. Please make sure you're listening to tomorrow's episode, okay?
Great.
Because that's where we're giving the trip away. Now, Amy, here we go. The matter at hand.
Yes, the most important thing.
Secret sound number 5, which is worth $800.
I want it.
Do you think you have an idea?
I have an idea.
All right, here's a free listen for you, Amy. We're not going to shave you down or anything, but this will be just a regular call-in-to-win contest.
Right.
Amy, please don't answer until the music is done and Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready for $800?
I'm ready.
Here we go with some real radio drama.
Ooh. Caller, name this noise.
A common noise heard in everyday life. Stapler. I repeat, not a stapler. Oh, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Amy.
Beautiful, yes.
Amy, for $800, what is secret sound number 5?
I think it sounds like a gun that's run out of bullets.
Amy, would you please repeat that?
A gun that's run out of bullets.
Oh, we're sorry.
Good guess, though. Better than some of the other guesses we've gotten. A gun that's run out of bullets. Yeah, click, click, click.
No, I'm sorry, Amy.
Sounds like it.
I'm sorry. We're going to send you a nice Confederate flag also.
I appreciate that.
And a nice Johnny Reb hat.
A sound you hear every day.
With our thanks for listening to the show. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
And don't forget, in this case, it really is true that every guess is a clue for you.
For you.
Yes. Amy did really guess something that has not been guessed before.
That sounds to me like a gun run out of bullets.
Now, we do have a genius in the lobby.
All right.
Yesterday, Robbie, bring the genius in.
All right.
I'll walk you through this. Yesterday, we were taking calls in the beginning of the show. We had all these just dumb guys calling us up saying they're positive they knew the secret sound.
Yeah, everybody was 100% certain that they knew it.
Right. So we put them to the regular test. We said, okay, we'll give your phone number out on the air. And then we were talking about that. We did it a couple of times. It costs about $50 to change your phone. It's kind of annoying, but basically, there's no real pain there.
Right.
For the person who calls, who can't wait their turn to be caller 100.
We thought that a shaving would be in order.
So we're going to start shaving guys' heads.
Right.
And having Buzz shave other parts of women's bodies.
Mm-hmm.
For any people that were so positive that they couldn't wait their turn to call in and win.
Let me see him.
Let's now. He has hairy eyebrows.
God, he's got it. This is going to be another tough shave.
And this is going to be a double shave.
Right.
Both eyebrows. What's your name, sir?
Brandon.
Brandon, where are you from?
Harford County.
Now, you just couldn't wait to call in.
No.
Couldn't wait. You're positive you have the right answer?
I would say about 90%.
90%? That's confidence.
Although if I say it and it's wrong, I'm going to feel, you know, like if it's already been said, I'll feel real stupid. But
yes, you will.
Well, you will.
Yeah, you will, especially as I'm shaving your eyebrows off. Extremely stupid.
Because that's the deal. Now, we're going to give you a special turn out of sequence. And if you're wrong...
He's just so happy to be here. You don't give a rat's ass if I shave your eyebrows off, do you?
Nope.
No, I don't. Shave it all. If you're wrong, you get your eyebrows shaved. But if you're right, you get $800, okay?
All right,
then we'll do this just like we do with the callers.
This guy's cracking me up.
Good luck. Oh, and who's the celebrity you think this guy most resembles?
Peter DeLuise.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here you go. Good luck.
Caller, name this noise.
Here's a noise. A common sound heard around the house. Look at, I wish this was television, because look at this guy's like nervous, like he's on the Regis Philbin show or something. All right, stand by with your final answer. Don't answer till Mike sings like Hank Hill. With your eyebrows on the line.
Thank you.
Mr. Big Shot, can't wait to call in like everybody else. Mr. Know-It-All, what is that sound?
Is it a time clock?
Would you run that by me again, please? Rob, don't drop the microphone, please.
Sorry.
I know you're doing it for effect, but you have no idea how bad that sounds on the radio.
Time clock.
Would you please explain? I mean, no, of course that's wrong.
No, that's wrong.
But would you explain what you mean by time clock?
Something you punch?
You're punching. Yeah, like you're...
Oh, I got you. Or,
yeah, you punch
a time clock.
Oh, I got... Okay, I'm sorry. No, that's incorrect.
That is...
Did you ever work at a radio station where you punched a time clock?
Never.
I don't think I did either.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
100% wrong. Okay, Mike, you ready to shave him?
I'm ready. All right, you got to wet your eyebrows, and I want you to apply the shaving cream on your eyebrows yourself, please.
Of course, time clock. Boy, I'm stupid. I didn't know what you're talking about. I thought you were just talking about...
You've worked to play... I guess, like when I worked...
When I worked at Burger Chef.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But nobody said that yet, right?
No, nobody has said time clock.
All right. All right. Yes. So you're going to lose those eyebrows.
I thought you were just trying to describe a regular clock that keeps time.
Time clock.
Like an ink pen.
Time clock. Time clock says it's 5 after.
Motor car.
I understand exactly what your guess was, and it is 100% wrong.
Well, it was worth a shot.
So, right. How long have you been driving around listening to this and positive that that's what it was?
I guess it was about a week. I thought I had it for sure, but I guess the eyebrows are gone.
All right, let's listen to this now. Now, Mike, are you having an easier time shaving this guy's eyebrows than the guy yesterday?
Yeah.
This is a lousy razor, frankly. But, I mean, I'm doing okay. Does it hurt?
Nah,
I hope there's no permanent eye damage here.
Just trying to. All right, I'm going to just...
And this is going to be the both eyebrows.
Yes.
We let the guy yesterday go with just one eyebrow.
We've raised the stakes.
And any of you girls out there, if you're so positive you know and it's worth the $800 to you, if you come down, we might as well be shaving somewhere
cool,
else.
Right? Are you okay? Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Would you draw blood, Mike?
I can still see.
I just plunged the razor into his eyeball.
This reminds me of that scene in The Untouchables.
Sorry about that.
You know where De Niro, he's Capone, he's getting shaved.
Right.
And he's talking to the reporters. And he moves his head, and the barber accidentally cuts him.
I had the same reaction, didn't I, when I went, yeah.
Capone puts his finger up to the side of his face like there's blood, and if those reporters were there, you know De Niro would have killed that guy on the spot.
He would have been dead.
I'll tell you right now, this underneath, you know, it's underneath the eye socket.
Yeah?
That's where it's just heavy duty.
I don't think the razors are designed for shaving eyebrows.
I don't think so.
You know what,
you're doing good today.
This guy's going to look so goofy with no eyebrows. It's a very scary
glasses.
All right.
It is a rather hideous look.
You know, it's just we're not used to it.
It almost gives you like a Deep Space Nine look.
Exactly.
Really makes you appreciate your eyebrows.
Come on, guys. My wife's listening to that.
It makes you know why those broads that don't have any eyebrows, why they go get that surgery where they have them drawn on permanently.
Yeah, there are places in malls now that do that.
Right. Just want a few more sweats.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, I still see some hair. Mike's doing this guy's left eyebrow first.
You got the Vish breath towel. All right, sir, what do you have for lunch? Just out of curiosity, what do you have?
Garlicky? No, I didn't eat lunch.
You didn't
eat lunch? That's just my norm.
That's your normal?
You know, it must be nerve breath, Mike.
I tell you right now, you know, it might have been a good idea to have some lunch. I'll tell you right
now. I need
now.
To smell like something else.
This is really making this task a little hard. All right, Don, I think I got almost the...
Maybe you can hold your breath while you're cutting his eyebrows, Mike. Hey, you missed your calling in life, Mike.
All right.
Yeah. You shouldn't be a DJ. You should be working at a hair cuttery somewhere.
One more swipe. Is it hurting at all?
No. Is there any blood?
No, blood.
All right,
there we go.
Okay, that's halfway there.
There are a few little hairs, but is that all right?
Halfway there, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You know, that'll look even better with a few stray hairs.
He has, like, very light blondish hair underneath the big bushy brown hairs, doesn't he? What is his breath bad?
Yeah, it's breath. You have bad breath.
Could you just try breathing through your nose while Mike does it?
There you go, attaboy.
He got a straw or something.
Good job.
Hang on, I
just through your nose. Wait, I think Buzz is coming over with a breath mint for you.
Good. Thanks,
Buzz. Better bring a box of them, Buzz.
Full service salon.
I'm going to go to another razor.
Here's Buzz is bringing you some Altoids.
Oh, right, cool.
They're curiously strong.
Take four bucks.
Okay, I'm just going to get a little breath while you're doing that. All right, and the other one, this one's not going as easy, Don. This one's not going as easy, but here we go. There.
Is that breath any better, though?
Yeah, almost.
Altoids help?
Yeah, that's totally.
There you go.
You want more shaving cream there, Mike?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Great job, sir.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
All right, there we go. All right.
This is a damn goofy look.
Okay, let me just...
Now, did you run this by your wife before your son did this?
Yeah. She was actually trying to call in just a minute ago. and she paid me with 99, so I'm assuming she was calling 99, which would have been nice if she would have got it, because she would have guessed what I was going to say, and then I would have known, see you later.
Right. Still have eyebrows.
All right.
Buzz, I can't wait for the first woman to come down for this. I can't wait.
We haven't had any takers so far. It'll be interesting to see if that happens.
And you'll do that, right?
Yeah, I would do that. You know, I'm going to have to be careful, because that's a very tender area, and I don't want to hurt anybody.
But your experience is that. Do you have some experience with that?
No, not really, but I think I can do it.
You've seen enough videos?
I've got the steady medical hands for it. Sure.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
boy, a little shaving cream made all the difference in the world, didn't
shaving
it?
Shaving cream.
Well, all right, let me just see. All right, hold on. Let's hear Mike shave off the last of this guy's eyebrows.
That hurt?
No.
Get any blood in there?
No.
Hardly any.
I say, you do have
hardly first traces of a unibrow.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right, let me just get up under there.
Why don't you just take care of the middle for him, too, then, Mike?
I will.
I think you should leave the middle.
No, but the middle's not noticeable enough, Bob. Yeah. Like maybe 10 years from now, the guy will have the one unibrow happening.
All right. I'm just finishing up here. Very good.
And we're almost done, Don.
We're almost done here.
Is there a more retarded look than no eyebrows? I don't know. You know what? Now that I look at all these guys, I'd much rather have my head shaved than lose my eyebrows, I think.
Right.
I really think so. And I'll be having my head shaved on the 1st of January, the 2nd of January, when we come back from Christmas vacation.
Now that you just had a thought, you could cut this guy some slack. You could offer to draw in some eyebrows for him. You can make him look surprised.
Hey, would you let me draw eyebrows on you?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
With my magic marker?
With a Sharpie?
Well, what kind?
All right.
This one right here.
Sharpie?
A Sharpie. It washes off.
Here we go.
All right, come on over here. I'm going to give you some eyebrows now.
That's why they call
it. You know what it makes? It makes the guy immediately look like a drag queen.
All right, come over here. And I will draw on your eyebrows.
There you go.
Do you want surprised eyebrows, or do you want angry? Or do you want, like, you know on Batman's mask?
Yes, do the total V. Do the total V.
Now, hold on. Let me show you, Mike. Do you want like this?
No, this
or do you want like that?
No, here's what I want. I'm going to show you what
eyebrow.
I want. You'll like
what
this.
Want,
I'll show you.
Just like this?
No, it's the eyebrow, and you don't need to fill it in. I want this.
Okay, let me see.
I want that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. All right. You don't have to fill in that much. Just here you go.
Okay, good.
Very good. You know what? You're a courageous young man. You
and I should open a salon together. We do excellent work.
And Rob, I'll need some fresh razors for anybody else that's going to do this.
You could go join Ringling Freaking Circus.
Have you seen yourself yet, sir? Have you gotten a look at yourself?
Oh, Robbie, let's get him a...
You got to get him a mirror.
We got to get a mirror in here so he can see himself.
Come on over to the microphone so we can get your reaction when you see it on the mirror.
Okay. Of course, we don't have a mirror, so once again, we'll just be using a CD.
Yes, because once again, like yesterday, we are totally unprepared.
Oh, gee, that looks like a clam.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for trying.
Very nice. I hope you enjoyed your visit.
It was worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. Hey, I give you, I like these guys that come down and lose their eyebrows.
Good for you.
Very nice.
Your guess was a clue.
Thanks so much for trying.
Bye-bye.
Excellent job.
You know what? I got to get some different color magic markers. So I'd like to do like the black on the top and then maybe some red.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some blue.
Maybe, you know, do a whole makeup
like
thing.
Like Mimi.
You know, maybe a makeup kit, you know, is what you need. Yeah, a real makeup kit.
Yeah, Buzz, where's your makeup kit?
I don't have one.
All right. All right. Well, that's how it works. If
man.
You're such a Mr. Know-It-All that you think absolutely, positively.
Absolutely.
Know the secret sound.
That's right.
That's how it works. We got a break, and then we will be back with more.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Check out the big brain on bread.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Open his curtains for him so he can see God's beautiful work. And he'll know that even things like this happen for the best.
What do they teach you to talk like this? In some Panama City sailor want a hump-hump bar? Or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Yo, yo, yo. They're whacked. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
All right.
Still waiting to hear from homosexual Joseph.
See if he made contact with Anne Hayes and Ellen DeGeneres.
I was positive he was going to get through to them in their hotel room last night. So it's a very good vibe about them getting married on this show.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Of course, I had a good vibe about this person that was on hold.
Yeah, look what happened to that.
Look how that has turned out.
That's a shame.
That's just ended up being a mess.
Hey, Buzz, you don't have a copy of the OJ tape, do you?
No, I don't. I can get you the transcript, though.
No, I want the tape.
The actual tape?
I want the tape. I heard it last night on CNN.
You call somebody again?
No, it was the 911 call.
Oh, the 911 call where he, and then he lied about the story. Yeah.
I about laughed my ass off like listening to the tape, because he calls up.
He's a little frantic.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, hello, this is O.J. Simpson, right? And the lady on the other end, the dispatcher, the 911, okay, she immediately says, okay, how can I help you? And O.J. drops the name of the baseball player,
right,
who got caught with drugs,
Pedro Guerrero.
He must drop this guy's name. Buzz, if you have a transcript, bring it in, because I'd like a count of how many times he drops this guy's name.
I will, and I think I know where you're going with this.
He's calling supposedly because this woman has been partying for 2 days, and he's very concerned about it.
She's run off with Pedro Guerrero.
No, she's been with Pedro Guerrero, but she's in the car by herself.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I don't understand why O.J. keeps dropping the name Pedro Guerrero.
Maybe because he's got a jealous streak?
I don't know. It's wacky. Buzz, can you print out the transcript?
Yeah, I'm working on that now. It was also odd because he had a lot of the specifics on Pedro Guerrero. He kept saying Pedro's name over and over again.
And he was just arrested buying 15 kilos.
Right.
Pedro Guerrero was just arrested.
And then he gets back together with the girlfriend, and they change their story entirely, and they said, well, this never happened.
And also, very interesting. You know what, Buzz? Do give me the transcript.
Okay, it's on its way.
I'm only remembering it from last night on CNN. When they play a tape on TV and then they run the words to show you what's being said in case it's mumbled?
Yeah, the subtitles on it.
At one point, she figures out that it's O.J., and now he's calling to tell them that there's this woman, a friend of his, who should be in rehab.
Right.
But the operator, she starts asking him questions like, has anybody been beaten?
Right, yeah, right.
Do you have any weapons? You know, not normal stuff that you would ask somebody.
Do you think really, it would have to be, you'd have to be so stupid after what he has been through, you know, to call 911 for any reason unless it was absolute life or death.
And that's exactly my next point. I mean, you don't call 911 when you go, hey, listen.
My girlfriend's hanging around with the wrong people.
Right. Somebody is very loaded. I mean, and he wasn't calling to say, listen, she's out on the road and she's a danger to other people.
Right.
He called 911 to say that this girl needs to get in some kind of rehab.
And you know what that is? That, to me, I mean, that sounds to me like a domestic argument where he said, I'm going to call the cops on you. Yeah, you leave and I'll call the cops on you.
The call makes no sense. Buzz, thank you. How about looking at Buzz run around?
There you go, Buzz. Way to run.
Okay. So the Miami-Dade police, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, police.
Mm-hmm.
He calls 911. O.J. says, we have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab who's been doing drugs with Pedro Guerrero.
Okay. Right off the bat.
Why?
I mean, just gibberish, nonsensical.
Why you call 911 with that?
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, you know, you might as well call 911 and say, hey, you know what? I lost my car keys.
You're right.
Hey,
it makes no sense to call, especially when you've been through what he's been through. You'd want to avoid 911 calls.
911, I forgot my friend's Mike's phone number. Can you tell me what that phone number is?
It's really, you know, if you're talking about, you're taking a look at a guy who's probably insane, you know, this is something an insane person would do.
Keep going. Okay, so here we go. We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab who's been doing drugs with Pedro Guerrero.
That is, right out of the box, that is so funny to hear that because it just makes no sense.
Now, I'd also like to say that I am not here on behalf of Pedro Guerrero. I don't know him from Adam.
Right. He might be, a total felon deal himself.
And I'm sure he is. But it's just odd that as you listen to this call, that's where O.J. keeps going with that.
Right. Well, what he's doing, to me it just sounds like this. They're having a fight over this guy, Pedro Guerrero, who she is seeing. And he said, hey, you leave me, I'm going to call the cops. And I know what that guy's done, and I'm gonna torpedo him and you. This, to me, sounds like a guy that threatened to call the cops, went through with the threat because he has trouble with anger management.
OJ, absolutely. Okay, we have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab who's been doing drugs with Pedro Guerrero. And the operator says, does anybody there need rescue? Okay? It's like right, he asked right. the correct question.
Like, right. This is 911. You know, we're here for people that might be in real trouble.
Here's the response. She's been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested for cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house to go into rehab right now. Now, you got to give this operator credit, because here's her follow-up question. Is anybody hitting anyone right now? And then OJ says, no, no, no. It's nothing like that. And then the operator comes back with another great follow-up question. Does anybody have any weapons?
Right.
So it's like, she knows immediately she's talking to O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely.
Because he, you know, even if you take him at his word.
Right.
He's calling because he's concerned about a friend of hers who has a problem with drugs, needs rehab. The first thing the operator says, is anybody hitting anyone right now?
Yeah, really.
Okay, so he says, do they have any weapons? No, no, no. Then the operator says, does the girl need rescue? And O.J. says, no, she doesn't need a rescue.
So right away, what the hell is he calling 911 for?
So now the operator says, hold on, please, the 911 operator. She goes, beep, 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 puts him through to the police. I pick up now. Hello, this is the police department.
Right.
Here's what O.J. says. She left and I don't know what to do about it, miss. I'm frustrated. She just got, Pedro Guerrero got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine here. This girl has spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over today and she said, you're going into a rehab. She got mad. Now she's loaded out of her mind in a Mustang driving around somewhere. And the operator says, what color? And before she can even finish, what color is the car? OJ says, I have her driver's license number, but she needs to be stopped. Then OJ says, then the operator says, what color is the Mustang? OJ says, it's white with a black top. And then the operator says, is she black or white? Then OJ says, she's a white girl. Then there is a 15-second pause, mm-hmm. and OJ says, okay, thank you. I've got to go see if I can find her. And the operator says, okay.
And that's it. Unreal.
That is
unreal.
Yeah. Really, that's it.
What the hell is he doing?
It's wacky, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wacky. I wish we had the tape. Because you got to hear it, like they played it on CNN last night. I called my wife. I said, honey, OJ, listen, I know Buzz had this on the news today. I said, but it doesn't hold up. You got to hear it. You just can't hear it repeated. You got to hear the real
thing.
You got
to get our hands on that tape. I'd love to hear it.
I haven't actually heard the tape itself. I've read descriptions that say that OJ was frantic on the tape. And I also
he know was.
That the girlfriend's mother, OJ's girlfriend's mother, has been saying all along that her daughter and OJ have been doing cocaine together. She was concerned about that. If OJ sounded frantic, I'm wondering if he was, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Righto.
Man, this is weird. This is truly, truly weird. And I think it, you know, I think we might be looking really at the beginning of the end here for him. I really, really do.
He keeps talking about Pedro Guerrero.
Yeah. It's, you know, a guy he's jealous of. Obviously, it's a guy he's jealous of.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Now we got all of our junior G-men calling with their theories on this. William.
Hey, how you doing, Donovan?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I know Buzz and OJ, you know, real good friends, but maybe she's dead already. Maybe you just use that as an excuse to bump her off.
I think she turned up alive. Right?
I think police looked into that. They found her, yes.
Yeah, she actually turned up alive. But
people,
yeah, I tell you, if she hadn't turned up, that'd be a plausible theory right there.
Thank you, William.
All right, thanks
a lot. All right, here is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? It's Mick.
Mick.
It's pretty straightforward, actually. You know, he was loaded. She was loaded. They're getting loaded together. And he's in his fuzzy little mind. He's thinking that if he says Pedro's name often enough, the blame will just be shifted to him.
Diversion, yeah.
All right.
Straightforward. Okay, take care, guys.
All right, thank you.
Okay, now that's I'm trying to decipher what that guy. So that guy's saying if he throws out the name of Pedro Guerrero, he won't be associated with her. So it's kind of a preemptive strike.
In OJ's confused mind, I think, that he can lead the police off on another trail. Pedro.
Right. Isn't it funny that we're all trying to think like OJ thinks?
That's scary.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I tell you what, I was listening to that thing all morning. He certainly sounds like he was whacked out on drugs, too. It wasn't like he was all calm.
Yeah, we got to get a copy of that tape. Right? I heard it on CNN last night. When I heard it on CNN, I swear to God, I started laughing. It's so, it's, I mean, it's sad. but it's funny. If you ever hear it, you laugh incredulously. You go, you know, this guy is the biggest idiot in the world to call 911 like
that. Yeah, I can't believe it.
And you know about Pedro?
Yeah.
They're going to be calling him Pedro Goldman.
Oh, yeah, that's true. See, I think that has something to do with it. I think he was probably in the same company. And, you know, how is he so knowledgeable about Pedro Guerrero?
Well, it was in the headlines. It was in the news recently.
Okay. And speaking of Goldman, the young woman, the 26-year-old that O.J. is dating now.
Right.
A dead ringer for Nicole.
She looks just like Nicole, except her head is still attached to her body.
Yeah, Jesus. That's the only difference.
That is so weird. That is so scary weird.
Hello. How could any woman go out with O.J.?
Mm-hmm.
After you knew that he killed his wife.
Yeah, really.
I mean, white, black, yellow, green, whatever color you are.
Absolutely.
How could any woman go out with O.J.? Wouldn't you be afraid that he would cut your head off?
Yeah, and especially when he's still behaving like this. You know, do we all remember also when he was attacked? You know,
right.
Remember when he was attacked by nothing ever came of that, did it?
No, not a thing.
No, the damn LAPD never caught that guy, Mike.
Yeah, really.
Never caught the man that attacked poor O.J.
Jesus.
Hello, Patty.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thank you.
Good, good. Well, I just wanted to comment. You mentioned that it might be the beginning of the end for O.J. Simpson. If he's jealous of Pedro Guerrero, it might be the beginning of the end for him.
Of Pedro?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that,
right,
too.
Sorry, that's what the guy just called and said. They might as well be Pedro Goldman.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's frightening, really. When you really analyze it, when you get by the craziness of it, and you really think about it, it's a frightening scenario.
Very.
Yeah, if I were Pedro, I'd be watching my back.
All right, thank you. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, it's Richard. He actually said we've been doing drugs. He said it, and they showed it on the transcript.
The Buzz just pulled the transcript up for me. When I heard it last night on CNN, I didn't hear him say it either. He says, she's been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro.
The transcript on CNN said, weave.
I didn't see that last night.
I don't think so, sir.
All right, but thank you.
Today.
All right, thanks. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Hi, buddy.
A pleasure to speak to you, as always.
All right, and thank you for your service to our country.
I need a gun for just the right job. Anyway, listen, I heard this last night, too, and I was laughing every time he kept saying Pedro Guerrero. But my spin on this is that his girlfriend was out there somewhere, and he was trying to protect her. He just was going to call 911. He should have given the description of the car, saying, get her off the street.
I don't know. He's not.
I think he's trying to do a good thing, but of course he's O.J. and nobody believes him.
No, I don't think O.J.
You really think he was trying to do a good thing?
I think she was out there somewhere. He knew that she had been doing drugs. She left the house. He'd been in the car, and he called 911 to say, there's this white Mustang out there. Get it off the street.
Let's go with that theory. I mean, if he said that, that just speaks to the fact that he was doing the drugs with this girl. She took off. Maybe he was so whacked out of his mind that it's like, man, she's going to kill herself. But that just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. If you heard the call, so you have to hear his voice.
Right.
You would hear there was no empathy like you would get when someone calls us to say, I'm worried about my loved one being in danger.
He's a very empathetic guy.
There was none of that, Mike.
Really is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I don't know if you heard this, but while he was out looking for his girlfriend, he found the real killers.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Ted.
Oh, well, the guy just said what I was going to say, except for I think that maybe Pedro is the real killer that O.J. was looking for.
You know, all you got to do is bring up the topic of O.J.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of guys out there just waiting to jump on that O.J. thing.
Absolutely.
And I'll say it's nobody's fault but O.J. You know,
O.J. called 911. I mean, he's the one that's got that tape out in public.
If O.J. would just do what he should have done, which is, you know, cut his wife's head off, cut Ron Goldman's head off, go to trial, get off, and then just, you know, go to freaking Bora Bora and play golf every day.
Yeah, but he couldn't do that.
No, he can't do that.
Some might say that's a, you know, divine intervention there, that he can't do that because he's probably having a great deal of difficulty. I don't care how evil you are, he's probably having a great deal of difficulty living inside of O.J. I mean,
I disagree.
You don't think so?
I disagree.
No, I
mean,
so.
I think when he was on trial, listen, you know he cut her head off.
Right.
You know he cut that guy's head off.
Yeah, but you know, late at night, I mean, really, when you're waking up first thing in the morning and you know it, you can't be at peace.
Don't you
nobody could be at peace.
No, don't you think he wakes up in the morning and every day, I cut my wife's head off and I got away with it.
No way.
Well,
I don't think that's the way. I don't think you might fake it.
I think he's a pretty evil guy. I think that's the way he thinks.
I don't think evil has anything to do with it. I think evil, you know, even when you're evil, you know, you actually will. Even when you're evil,
magma.
I think really, you know, there's got to be. You know, this is, it's not like, you know, you're a mob hitman where you're hitting somebody for the mob. This is your, you know, your own wife, and he probably is dealing with some demons. I don't see how you get, you know, the old nightmares of, you know, when people get, you see those movies where people are haunted by what they've done?
Yeah, and, you know, neither of us know OJ, so
right,
neither
right.
of us really know. But I think the opposite. I think he gets off on it.
Yeah, well,
I really do. I think he probably, when he has those thoughts, he wakes up and gets a big smile on his face. Like, yeah, I killed my wife.
And I have a different theory. I think he's convinced himself consciously that he didn't do it. I think that he's suppressed that and that there is a conflict going on subconsciously, and that's why he's having a lot of these problems.
He's obviously, you know, obviously got a lot of stuff happening in his head. That's why he's behaving this erratically.
Either way, he shouldn't be calling 911.
No, right. Something's gnawing at him. I don't think he's the cool customer
right.
that's handling this the way he should. I think the reason he's this erratic behavior is there's some problem with him that's, of course, there always has been probably.
The only call that I want to hear with 911 with him is this. Hello, this is O.J. Simpson. Someone just cut my head off. Please come and help me. That's the only 911 call that I want to get.
I do believe, it might take a long, long time, but I do believe this is not going to be the first time you hear about stuff with OJ.
Oh, no.
Well, we got to change topics here because Homo Joe is on the line to talk to us about Ellen DeGenitals and Anne Heche.
Hello, Homo Joe here, Dynamite.
Dynamite, Homo Joe here.
I got into the room. They were acted like that was not them. It's like the publicist answered the phone. And I basically, you know, gave them the scoop, and I told them I had interviewed Patrick Bristow during the Gay Pride Day to verify it with them. And I didn't believe how honest you were about it to talk to Leah Remedy.
All right, hold on. Let me just give everybody the lowdown on this. I think I understand what you're saying.
Right.
What you're saying is that you found the hotel where Ann and Ellen are staying here in D.C.
Correct.
You managed to get through to the room.
Correct.
But you spoke to a publicist. While you were telling the publicist that we wanted Ellen and Ann to get married on our show, you were mentioning some other gay event that we got Leah involved in.
That's correct. Well, actually, remember the Gay Pride Day? Kevin Patrick Bristow from her show, Ellen, was there, and I interviewed him. We put his interview on the show.
Okay, so you mentioned Patrick Bristow, who's from the Ellen show.
Oh, that has nothing to do with Leah, then.
Right, and I said, if you don't believe that they're honesty and sincere, to talk to Leah Remedy, because she calls the show all the time.
You know, and as a matter of fact, if it would help, why don't you just go ahead and tell Ellen and Ann that Leah's a lesbian.
Oh, there you go. Oh, God. I wanted to do that.
God, you're just trying to stab us. Let's do it after we get back from L.A.
It'll help the credibility. You know?
Do it after we get back from L.A.
Hey, I think that Leah and Ann would make a very cute couple.
But I think we know how 100% hetero Leah Remini is.
But in the interim, Charlie gave me a super secret number to give to them, and I gave it to them and said, you know, if you could verify this information, please call it.
Hey, Homo Joe, were they pretending that it wasn't the room of Ann and Ellen?
Is yeah. Well, they said this is a publicist's room, not their room, but, you know, it sounded like Ellen on the phone, actually.
Okay, but they did, you know, the publicist did say, I am Ann and Ellen's publicist, right?
I'm Ellen's.
Okay. Oh, so you thought it was Ellen you were actually speaking to?
That's what it sounded like.
Imagine, it's like when Wally Cleaver goes, hello, this is not Ellen DeGeneres, I am her publicist.
So you actually thought you were talking to Ellen DeGeneres?
That's what it sounded like, and we were just cutting up and kidding. She said, well, what do you want out of it? I said, oh, nothing much. She said, well, maybe I'll have you and Patrick walk up the aisle together during the wedding. I said, well, that'd be fine. He's cute.
So let's operate under the theory that you really were talking to Ellen. What did you tell her that we wanted them to do to get involved with us?
Basically, I told them that you were very big fans of theirs and very big fans of the gay and lesbian community, and that you had heard that they wanted to get married in Vermont, and that we would like to, you and Don and Mike and the whole crowd would like to come up to the wedding and basically broadcast it live over 70 stations.
And what was the reaction to that?
Like, really?
Really?
That was it?
Yeah, really? And I said, well, why would they want to do that? I said, because they're good fans of the gay and lesbian community. I said, they do a lot of things for the gay community, and I'm Homo Joe from the show, and I do a lot of things on the show, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you say Homo Joe?
Yes, I did. Homo Joe.
Did that get a laugh?
Yes.
Good. Okay, very good.
So, but I think once they check things out, I think they might be calling.
All right, well, good job, Homo Joe. I knew you'd get through to them.
Well, you know, a little secret service here.
All right, beautiful. All right. Gotcha.
Talk to you.
All right, see you. Thank you, Homo Joe. Homo Joe there.
We got that. We got the information out of him.
Oh, no, this is not Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, she come down with something.
She
unexpected, Ellen.
She can't. Effing great, Ann. She can't come to the party tonight.
I'm sorry she will be unable to attend. She come down with something.
Real unexpected.
Okay, one more call. I hope we're done with OJ now. Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to O.J. Simpson. Shout-out! You a dumbass, baby! Quit calling 911. Shout-out!
All right, a little shout-out to O.J.
There you go.
Quick break, and we will be back with more show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ward Cleaver, father of Wally and Beaver Cleaver. About your party this afternoon, my son will be unable to attend. Huh? Oh, he come down with something.
I expected, Wally.
He come down with something unexpected. That's his father. I don't think I should expose you and the other girls to his germs. Yes, the ones he come down with.
It's looking great, Beaver. This Linda's really falling for it.
Hello? My wife and I are very sorry he will not be in attendance. The doctor said he can't go to any parties for 24 hours. Thank you. Goodbye.
You look great, Wally. You even sounded better than Dad.
And now comes Ellen's mom.
Oh, hi, Dad. I guess you just come in here, huh?
No.
You've been here long?
Just long enough.
Yo, Mike and Donda. Look like I feel because just backwards won this read. I think I hey.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi, this is Millie. I was hoping you guys would get to me before it was time for me to go to work.
Yes, Millie Vanilli.
No, not that one. I can't.
Millie, help
I
her.
Can carry it to me. Don, Mike, last.
Hold on. I think we're playing the Millie game. Wait a minute.
Boy.
What is the Millie game?
Get one. I'm done. I'm toast.
Oh. Millie, wait a minute. Millie.
Millimeter.
Look, I wish I would.
No.
I'm just
throwing anything out. She was six to the wall.
Got to be a draw.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on Millie.
Yeah, Millie is stuck.
Okay, Millie, there you go.
Hi,
no king of Millies. Yes, hello, Millie.
Y'all ready for me now?
Yes, Millie.
Okay, last week I called, and I know the mystery sound, but...
Sure you
well,
do, Millie.
Huh?
Sure you do.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
And he said, well, you have to wait until they play the game, but the only problem is when you play the game, I'm on my way to work.
Yes.
And now this week you're having people come down to be saved.
Right. Now, Millie, you can do the same thing.
No,
if you...
I would not get saved because I know what it is.
Well, then you should get on your horse and come down here as fast as you can.
I can't. I'm at work now.
Okay. So what you're saying is we should tailor the entire contest to
no.
Millie.
No, I can't do that. You can do it anyway.
Now, Millie, listen, what time do you work, honey?
What time?
Yeah.
From 5 o'clock until 12:30 minutes.
Okay. Honey, we go on the air at 3.
I know it, and I'm getting dressed to go to work. And what? I have tried to call you many times.
No, then if you really think you should know it, you should get dressed for work earlier. Go up here at 3 o'clock. You can show up any time during the show if you're so positive you know it.
But right. Look, fellas, you're a long way from Van Ness, UDC.
Well, if it's worth $800 to you.
Yeah, if you're 100% sure you know the sound.
And I tell you, Millie, that we're going to up the stakes now because, frankly, now we're getting bored with shaving guys' eyebrows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to shave a lady.
Oh, you
want Bud.
Yes, Bud will shave a lady, but there's a guy in the lobby right now, and we have just sent Rockhead over to Kmart to buy us some clippers, because no longer is it going to be simply eyebrows. Now we're going to either give mohawks or shave the heads.
Yeah. There's actually two guys in the lobby right now.
Oh, Christ.
One of them has got shaving cream and razors. The other has a small portable shaver, but I think we're going to need the heavy-duty clippers if we're really going to attack ahead of
here. Where the stakes are going to go up?
I believe they're going to hear about it in about 8 seconds.
Why don't you go out there and tell them, Rob, that if they really are sure that it's no longer eyebrows, that now
head of hair.
One of them might get his head shaved, and the other one, I'd like to just put a big strip down the middle
of
the head.
That will be the reverse mohawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I think the reverse mohawk is not only time effective, but it's a wonderful look, and really just go down with a number one and take it right down to the middle.
I'll phone in the reaction in a moment.
Okay. Very good.
All right, so Millie, anytime you want to, come on down, baby.
What about Friday? Because nobody is going to guess it by Friday.
Well, then, you know what? Friday will be in L.A., Millie.
No.
Yes.
That's my only day off, Friday and Saturday.
Well, Millie, what can I tell you? Buzz is waiting to shave you.
But I'll tell you, I really am. I'm enjoying this swim we're taking in Lake Millie.
All right, thank you, Millie.
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, take care.
Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Millie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
Yes, yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Is Mike sitting right there with you?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
right here. Right
hold,
here.
Hold on a second. Hold on just a second. Robbie's calling us from the lobby.
Oh, good.
Hello.
One guy is up for it. He's ready to go for it. The other guy says he's just dropping off supplies.
Okay. All right. So this is where we separate the men from the boys.
That's
exactly.
Where the mistakes are increased. I like that.
So this right. The guy that wants to go for it, he's got a goatee, a mustache, and a full head of hair. So
then it'll be the reverse mohawk when he gets it wrong.
Just a stripe right up and through the middle of his head.
All right. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye. Let me get back to this other guy.
Yes. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I want to give you a big high five through the air, buddy.
Yeah,
the Boston
yeah.
Red Sox.
You sound like you're from that part of the world.
Hey, I'm from Maine. I'm 28 years Boston Red Sox fan.
Well, get ready. They'll figure out a way to break our hearts some way. But
they won't.
That's the attitude, Mike. Yeah, I've always had that winning attitude. That's the attitude of a Red Sox fan. But,
I'm predicting a four-game sweep. And
right. Please, how would you like to bet $1 million on that?
If I had $1 million, I would.
If I had $1 million, I'd bet it, too.
Yeah. I'm a Mainer. I don't have $1 million.
Well, I'm a Virginia, and I don't have $1 million either, but I know the Red Sox are not going to sweep the Yankees.
Well, I've got a $100 bet with Mike E. Rockhead, and I'll tell you right now, if I lose that bet with Mike E. Rockhead, I'll pay off, but then I'm going to chop his head off.
Are you really, OJ?
Yeah, I'm going to chop it right off, and I'm going to put it on a stick and keep it in here to look at.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I know the secrets now.
Come on. I'm so tired of these calls. You know the rules. You're either caller 100 when we play the touchstones, or you come down and you have a reverse mohawk
it's
when you're
easy.
Wrong.
That's all you have to do.
That's all we're talking about.
All right, Don and Mike. Appreciate it, man. You guys keep it up, man.
All right.
Like the show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Jim up in Vermont.
Oh, Jim, the guy from WEAV?
Yeah, from EAV. Uh-huh. I don't want to bug you. I just got a quick take here. I just got a call from the NBC affiliate who's already interested saying when and where. They're in, and I just faxed you guys down a copy of the official formal request letter that went to Ellen's management this morning.
I've got it right here. Let me read it to you. It's a good letter.
Cool.
It's a good letter. To Ellen DeGenitals. DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the address of her publicist that I will not give out.
Very good.
Dear Miss DeGeneres, I would like to start by thanking you and Ms. Hayes for coming to Burlington to be a part of the National Coming Out Week celebration at the University of Vermont. The whole market's been buzzing about the chance that you and Ann Hayes will come to Burlington to take your wedding vows. The feeling here is that the law will be passed soon, legalizing same-gender marriages. All of us here at WEAV feel we have the perfect way to send a clear message that such a union is not only beautiful, but it is your right. We are the locally affiliate for the Don and Mike Show, heard nationwide every weekday via Westwood One. The hosts, Don and Mike, have agreed to join in the nuptial celebration and broadcast the ceremony live from Burlington to their audience of over 5 million listeners. I cannot think of a more perfect way to let the entire nation know that this is an opportunity that should be afforded to everyone who chooses.
There you go.
We will take care of all the arrangements for the ceremony and the broadcast. Don and Mike anxiously await the opportunity to talk to you about your wedding plans at what should be a truly history-making event set in the beautiful Green Mountains of Vermont.
There you go!
You may contact me anytime regarding what is currently happening in Vermont regarding legalizing marriage for all. And I hope you will consider taking this trailblazing step with Don and Mike and the people of Vermont who are fighting so diligently for this.
Hey, Mr. Ferguson, brilliant.
Warmest regards.
That is a letter.
Jim Ferguson, marketing director.
That is a well thought out composer.
That's a hell of a letter.
Really. You know, I wanted to walk on the line, you know. I didn't want to make it too light so they don't take it seriously, but at the same time, you know, let them know that, you know, we really want to do this thing on your show. And
I bet that makes,
about that.
I bet it makes them cry.
Well, I hope so.
I bet they get this. And you know how girls are. You know, lesbians are like other girls. And every day they go, oh, this is so great.
I think it's good. I think it's cool, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you, I think we're taking all the right steps.
It's in there. Everybody knows. Now we just kind of see what happens.
All right. Well, good job. Let us know what happens, Jim.
I'll stay on top of it. I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
That's the kindly Mr. Ferguson who is really taking the ball and run with it.
Yeah, amazing. Good. Got the TV stations calling him up now.
That's good.
Get the letter right out to Ellen, because she's the husband.
Right.
Handle that. Good job. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Matthew from Ceres. What's happening?
Yes, Matthew.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you, sir.
Now, did that gentleman send that press release, or is that the first copy?
No, that is the actual letter that was sent to Ellen.
Ellen's people.
Via Ellen's lawyer.
It's been sent.
Yeah, because he shouldn't end a sentence in a prepositional phrase.
What was the prepositional phrase?
The last sentence.
What was it?
With Don and Mike and the people of Vermont who are fighting so diligently for this?
For this.
For this event. That's not a prepositional phrase.
It should be for this event.
Oh, that's grammatically fine. It is a prepositional phrase. You just can't end a sentence on a preposition.
So nice to have Robert paid attention in school.
It's not very professional.
It's fine.
Oh, fine, sir.
It's
conversation.
It's pathetic. Please.
It's pathetic. All the help.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am a selfish little bastard. I am a selfish little bastard.
Is it from a movie?
I am a selfish little bastard. I am a selfish little bastard.
Now, are you making a statement?
I am a selfish little bastard.
Is this David Hainline?
I am a selfish little bastard. I am a selfish little bastard.
Do you have anything besides that?
I'm a selfish little bastard.
Okay. All right. Here's the guy who has the tape of OJ calling 911.
Very good.
Mike, you got that tape?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, cue it up. Let's hear it.
Okay.
All right, now you get to hear OJ's voice and OJ's inflection when he calls the 911.
Good.
You laugh your ass off.
Should be any second.
All right, Harry, police and fire. Where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Start it over again.
We have been doing drugs with Pedro Grill.
Is anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested. Help on cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to.
What's he doing?
Hold on, I should come right back.
What are you doing?
What happened?
You're killing me with that. I'm hearing it, and now it's gone.
It'll be right back on.
People are out going to rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No.
Anybody
have any weapons?
No. Does the
girl need...
Goddamn
computer.
All right.
Thank you for trying.
It'll come back on.
Yeah, we'll wait eventually.
Yeah, we got all day to wait. Hello. John and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What's the story tonight with the Red Sox?
I think they if they win this game, it'll be a miracle, and they'll look good for the rest of the series. But I'm not optimistic about tonight. It'll be gravy and a bonus if they win tonight.
You know, I don't really mind
Has this turned into a sports talk show all of a sudden?
No.
Okay.
Why?
But Mike, congratulations again.
Thank you. On my team.
On the Red Sox.
Why are you going to bust my balls?
Well, I'm not busting your balls. I'm nervous. I don't like talking about it. I just want to go home and enjoy it tonight and be nervous and sit at the same spot on the couch that I sat on for the entire Cleveland series because I'm a nervous. There's certain things that you know when I'd like to talk about it either when it's over or when it's over good or when it's over bad. That's when I'll talk about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I have something to tell you about Dudley Moore.
Sure. Well, now we already know that he's got like an aneurysm or something.
An aneurysm?
Is that the funniest thing ever? I've got an aneurysm in my brain.
Doesn't he have something wrong with his brain or something?
Yeah, it's some sort of Parkinson's disease-related malady, it can't be cured.
Cinnamon, I can't stop shaking. Is this the funniest thing ever?
I'll alert the media.
All right, what about him?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you, because I know that you guys would always make fun of him and say that he was an alcoholic, but it's now been, I mean, all of Hollywood thought he was an alcoholic, but now it's been proven that
he played an alcoholic in Arthur.
He's had this disorder since, 1993.
Yeah.
You're a little late on this, though, honey. I mean, this has been in the news for a month now that Dudley Moore has this brain problem.
I just wanted you to know, is all.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
No thank help. You.
Very helpful.
She'll be calling us in a couple of weeks to tell us Will Chamberlain is dead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Jesus H. Christ. Hello. Because I know you guys are such big basketball fans. This is what I tell you. Will Chamberlain is dead.
That's right.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to say that the part with L&M coming out in New England just goes to prove that Yaz is a fag.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, I am here with Pedro Guerrero.
Don't take that personally, Mike.
That angered me, Don.
Don't take that personally.
That angered me, and I had that. The reason for that pause was I had to stop myself.
Compose yourself.
From hurling an expletive at that individual.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Still on the line.
Hello.
Buzz, I am here with Pedro Guerrero.
Jorge, you head on up to Vermont. I'll catch up with you.
We would like to sniff cocaine out of your butt.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to take a guess at the secret sound.
No, well, listen, I would like to be Pope, okay? Which thing do you think is going to happen first? Well, this is not a self-serve restaurant, sir.
I would say that little statement you gave him, he doesn't understand that.
Okay. You have to call when we ask for callers.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, listen to the phone and not the radio.
Well, this would be an excellent opportunity to try out our...
So you going to let me guess or not?
Our new crickets.
Hello?
Are we... Robbie, is that slow down?
That was at the right that Frida could hear them yesterday.
Okay. That was a one. Yeah.
Well, we didn't get a confirmation on that, but he hung up and at the end of the cricket, so who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm a single guy, and I got in the mail a Nielsen rating for TV for this week, and I don't really watch a lot of TV, and I was wondering if I'd send it to you, if you and your family would like to participate in it.
No, you know what? Actually, I'm too lazy for that, but I'd be glad to tell you what to write down.
All right, hold on. Let me grab a pen.
First off, on Monday night, you give all your ratings to Leah Remini.
Absolutely. King of Queens on CBS.
King of Queens. Okay. Then you follow that up with, why don't you be wacky and, like, put UPN at 8:30? Okay. Then at 9 o'clock, you go Raymond.
All right.
At 9:30, dealer's choice. I'll say something wacky, though, like Fox Family Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10 o'clock, go with Monday Night Football. Now, Tuesday, you're on your own. I'll give you the ratings for tonight, prime time, okay?
Okay.
Now, Mike, don't be offended. Okay. I'll give this guy the Red Sox game, okay?
Right. That's okay.
Ratings of the game don't matter to you. It just matters who wins, right?
Doesn't matter at all. Right.
Okay. Oh, and listen, whatever you do, from all hours except in prime time, write down whatever's on PAX TV.
And, all the choices, even though we gave Monday Night Football, you were giving your true choices,
right,
which is violating the standard that we have maintained
right,
on this show of making the worst possible,
all right,
except
then,
for King of Queens,
right,
it should be all BS.
Okay, well, then I don't remember Monday, but now go with tonight, okay, for tonight's ratings. At 8 o'clock, here's what I want you to watch. At 8 o'clock, you watch on, let me see, hold on 8 o'clock, I want you to watch on Encore. I want you to watch the first half hour of The Piano.
See, now I'm laughing.
Have you ever participated in this before?
No, never. So just... Well,
this
just
is my first time.
Just write down what I'm...
They break it up by family member, so can I write...
Everybody in the family watches The Piano.
Yeah,
the
same
o'clock
thing. Assuring them the good rating.
And at 8:30, at 8:30, you are going to be watching...
The Hot Channel?
No. At 8:30, I want you to watch on CNN... Financial News Network.
Holy.
I want you to watch Biz Buzz.
Biz Buzz. Because you like the name Buzz.
Biz Buzz. Yeah, that's a little tip to our friend Buzz.
All right.
Okay, now 9 o'clock.
All right.
You're going to Telemundo. And you're going to watch El Amor de Mia Vida.
I didn't catch the spelling of that last one.
ELAMORDEMIVIDA.
Living in the Vida Loca.
Okay, now it's 9:30.
Are we on Tuesday night here?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Tonight, Mike.
Wednesday.
Tonight at 9:30. Okay, wait a minute. All right, now you're going to go. At 9:30, you're going to go back to Encore and watch the final half hour of The Piano.
Giving The Piano a rather hefty rating.
Okay, then at 10 o'clock. I'm only going to do it up to 11.
The Piano.
At 10 o'clock, you're going to watch... Well, on PAX TV, Diagnosis Murder.
Okay, very good. Perfect.
And then at 10:30, you go to Home and Gardens TV.
Right.
And you watch the second half of the Western Home Awards.
Very good.
And that's the viewing for your entire family.
You'll enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
It's fun. Thank you.
Bye.
Call us tomorrow. We'll fill it out for you tomorrow, too.
I'll do that.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Very good.
Yeah, but really put
good.
King of Queens for Monday, though.
Okay.
All right.
You got it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Fill it out.
Hey, you see, he was serious. He was getting ready to fill it up. All right, here's what I want you to watch.
I love doing that. You know, we've had people call us before. We've gone through a whole week with Nielsen families. Right?
Home and Garden TV, the Home Awards, and the piano. That's just like the ratings book that Rip Taylor would fill out, too.
Or Liberace.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
and have you seen Man on the True Network?
I watched it today. Liberace, the true story.
They run that more than any other true story, the Liberace story.
And have you seen at the very end, when he's wearing his toupe, when he sits in front of his, he's in his dressing room, his big, like, garish Hollywood dressing room.
Right.
And he hears on the TV that Rock Hudson has the hivvy and he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes off his toupee and he looks at himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then his boy toy comes in and starts rubbing his shoulders.
His protege.
He goes, whatever happens to me, never let them know.
Yeah.
Never let them know.
And they didn't while he was alive. They knew after he was dead. Is that the weird psycho kind of guy that plays Liberace?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one, too.
And when he takes his toupee off, it's like in Tommy Boy.
Right.
So when David Spade's hair comes up. Oh, I'm so glad you see it. That's the funniest movie.
It is. It really is. And they run it, and they run it, and they run it all the time.
Those Encore channels are a waste of time, but every once in a while, you'll find a little gem like that.
Absolutely. Right. They throw in a Mommy Dearest on those channels once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Unleash the hounds!
Oh, that would be release.
That's right.
Hounds.
Unleash the hounds.
Unleash!
Hello.
Unleash the hounds and attack the time clock.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, that Liberace was a good piano player. I enjoyed him.
I think so. Very timely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is this?
It's from the soundtrack of Fiddler on the Roof.
What is wrong with people?
You know, Don, whenever we can broadcast a show tune on this show, I think it's a good thing.
Please.
Show tune.
Reminds me when I was a kid. Coming out, my mom's playing that crap. I go, what is that? It's Man of La Mancha. Dad and I are listening to Carousel on the Hi-Fi. I hate that crap.
See,
really
that's
did.
Why it's probably a negative memory for you, more of a positive memory for me. When I'm talking to my mom, she still mentions, like, the, you know, Fiddler on the Roof. And you know where she's going this weekend with all her 80-year-old friends? She's going down to see... I think it's Annie Gets Your Gun.
Yeah.
Starring the lovely Bernadette Peters.
Hope she's not driving, Mike.
Yes, she is, Don. She's driving from the first leg, and then they're taking the train into the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's driving. But, you know, you told me that you
gave her
the special pass.
Your mom will get the pass eventually when I put all the old people in the special old people camps.
I gave her the restricted license that you ordered her. Because she can only drive for special events.
And in daylight hours.
Daylight hours.
At night. Well, never at night.
She might be cheating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I hope I don't catch her, Mike.
You've installed all those photo systems around her house.
Hello, you're on the air.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Yes, I'm at an intersection. I'm about to get the left-hand green turn signal. I'm ready to play. Going to win lots of money today, baby.
You're not going on for cash. This is not a smorgasbord. You cannot call and ask to play a contest whenever you want to play one on this show.
I don't make a lot of smart points, but the one point I want to make is whoever thought of that game is just a freaking genius.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That would be me. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart.
Okay. Weird today,
okay,
man.
Right. No more. Clear the lines out, Rock.
I got to stop laughing at these people. It's encouraging.
You're scared, aren't you? Clear them out. Let's get a caller 100. Let's do the secret sound game for real for $800.
800 American dollars.
Wow. So many people think they know what it is. And if Rocket ever gets back from his camel trip to the Kmart where he's buying a shaver, will shave a guy's head.
God, what a moron. What a true, true, deep moron.
Well, is that because he's a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
But right now, it's a legit chance for all of you contest players to call in and play the secret sound.
Come on, Rocket!
Live straight ahead if you're the 100th phone caller. Good luck at 1-877-365-3636.
Move it!
This is the Don and Mike Show.